America the greatest nation in the history of the world was begun by men who were not the greatest scholars, but they were men inspired by a common vision based upon their understanding and knowledge of the history of church and government in Europe. The founding fathers came to this new world armed with that knowledge, desirous of setting something up that would be free from the influences that destroyed church and government in Europe, that denied the right of the people to know what the aristocracy and the leaders knew. And so the founding fathers of this nation wanted an intelligent people to be a body that would elect and select their rulers. The root idea of America is the concept of Israel as introduced by the prophet Samuel. That concept of governance failed or did not come to full bloom because of the wickedness of those people. David gathered the material to build the temple to symbolize the nation of Israel. Solomon built the temple, but in Jerusalem today, we see the last remaining wall of that which was to be built as a sign of what God wanted for his people. The founding fathers of America were heavily influenced by biblical studies, studies concerning Israel in particular. They wanted to build this new nation with safeguards against those things that caused the fall of nations and empires in Europe. The founding fathers built with a kind of morality based on principles that were good. Their concept of moral correctness was for white people. It did not include the black, the Native American, the Hispanic, the darker people of the earth. Their morality was a limited morality. Their limited vision for America never included that which would become the hallmark of America, her inclusion of all people. America came to be a nation housing every nation, kindred, and tongue, race, and religion under one government. This has never been done in the annals of history. Rome was an empire that had the world at its foot, but America is a nation that includes the world, and she claims that she wants all within her borders to be included with the rights and privileges of citizenship. But you go anywhere on the earth, and you will see like ruling like. Chinese ruling Chinese, Japanese ruling Japanese, Filipinos ruling Filipinos, Italians, Greek, French ruling themselves. But in America, every human being from every part of the earth has some measure of inclusion. This is quite a heck of an experiment. But Thomas Jefferson and others, in writing the Constitution, please listen, made a provision that putting the control of money and credit under the control of Congress was absolutely what the founding fathers wanted, because Congress was the representative of the people. The founding fathers fought against the idea of private control and ownership of a central bank, because they saw how the private ownership of central banks in Europe caused the undoing of nations, as these banks financed wars that ultimately caused the destruction of millions of lives. Thomas Jefferson, in a letter to John Adams, wrote, quote, "I sincerely believe with you that banking establishments are more dangerous than standing armies. Well, what had the founding fathers learned from the history of the activities of privately owned banks in Europe? That history begins with the rise of Maya Amschel Rothschild. I want you to just put on your thinking caps. We're going down now into the valley. And I want all of you in this audience to walk with me.